Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan right now, brought to you by Ford and your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. We bring you our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola. Mickey, what the hell happened to the defense?
We got the over-under right.
Yes, we did. Yes, we did. And I feel like we told people to do that, and I made a sizable play on underdog, so that was
very good.
That part was good. I was hoping it would be because we won 34-27 or 34-30, but alas, that was not to be.
Yeah, I don't know if you've got despair, disappointment, disgust.
All of them.
But that was another one of those opportunities, blown, because you would think that the offense could have done a little bit better. The defense couldn't have done any worse.
Yeah.
There was obviously just too many buckles. they didn't buckle all of them.
So. No, they buckled under.
Man.
They underbuckled.
So,
yep.
Okay. Is it... I get that the yardage is bad, but I feel like what's worse is just how open either these runs are with the holes he's going through, or Dowdle yesterday, or how open these wide receivers are. That part feels more egregious to me than just the yardage they're giving.
No, absolutely. Especially, I was just going back looking at that at the first series when they actually stopped them at the 13-yard line for a field goal.
Yep.
Almost every play, there was eight plays, I counted five or six, were either two tight end or three tight end. So what do you think they're going to do?
Run.
They're going to run the ball, mm-hmm. right? And they were getting blown off the line of scrimmage. I mean, blown off the line of scrimmage. And as Schottenheimer said afterwards, he was talking about some of the runs in the first half. He said 75 to 80% seemed like there was no contact until 5 or 6 yards. That's how open they were.
Wow.
So, you know, Rico can say what he wanted to, but boy, the holes he was running through were gaping. I mean, gaping. And then they said, well, we weren't filling the gaps. Well, no kidding.
Because of all the gapes.
You know, it was too many gapes.
Yeah.
And so that was the egregious part about it, that there was just these wide open holes. And then, you know, there was a couple times too tight end, and I don't know if they were worried after that first catch by the tight end down the field that, well, I don't know, if we're not going to cover these guys, we better not play three linebackers. So they started playing two and nickel, and then they were getting even blown off the line of scrimmage even more. And then consistently for the rest of the game, 216 yards rushing? Seriously.
You know what's jarring to me, like, statistically? I believe of his 30 carries, Rico Dowdle, 15 of them went for 7-plus yards.
Yeah, yeah.
The Cowboys had zero runs of 7
yards.
Well,
of course, when you only run for 31 yards.
Yeah. Okay, so I know it's early in the week. It's Monday. This game, you know, just wrapped up yesterday, but... You mentioned all these problems.
Oh, man.
We see...
You're defeated by all this.
Sorry,
I can tell.
We're way too early in the week for that kind of side. But, like, we mention all these problems, And I guess what's going to change, because Schottenheimer says, hey, we got the personnel there. So I know everyone's clamoring for Eberflus to get canned. That's not going to happen. I know everybody wants to see more man. It doesn't feel like that's necessarily going to happen. Like, what honestly is going to change? Because in addition to the coaching, there is a personnel deficiency defensively.
No, that's the biggest problem. You know, everybody doesn't look at that. They find these other things, right? And they played some man in pass coverage, because they were flooding the line of scrimmage. They used some 8-man fronts, right? And then in the second half, they started using a 5-man defensive front, like 5 defensive linemen on the line of scrimmage. And then they were kind of blitzing a safety. So, you know, you only got 11. And if you got 8 guys in the box, you're playing man if they happen to throw the ball. I mean, that's just the way it is. And then, you know, he ends up with what? 3, was it 3 touchdown passes?
It might have been 17.
Three. Yeah. It felt like it, right? That was his second highest quarterback rating in his career.
Which
114.8.
Which doesn't surprise you, right? Because like Caleb Williams hit career highs, and mm-hmm. we've led
Russell Wilson.
Yes. Yeah, Russell Wilson looked better than he had in like 5 years. So
well, you know, and even, you know,
Jordan Love,
Justin Fields was, well, they kind of,
yeah.
Did you see that though?
Oh, yesterday?
9 sacks?
Yeah, that
Denver's really good at sacking the quarterback.
That might have been the worst game of the season.
But
surely
they only scored 13 points.
Yeah.
And not only 9 sacks, the Jets ended up net passing yards minus 10.
Mm-hmm. And then their head coach said, we're sticking with them, which I respect.
Well, and, you know, and at least, you know, and so that, you know, like I said last week after they beat the Jets, you know, okay, it's the Jets. Well, all right, a win is a win, right?
Yes.
You got to beat who you're told to beat, and they did. But it might have been a mirage, right?
And I don't think Carolina's that great either.
No.
Which I was prepared to have that conversation today. Hey, you're above 500. Did you beat another team that's not that good? But instead you lost that team that I don't think is that
good.
And
now they're 3-0 at home. And it wasn't like they had a home field advantage. Like,
agreed.
There was, I bet 35%, 40% of the crowd was Cowboy fans. And there was empty, they said 71,000 distributed, right? Well, all the distribution didn't show up. There was a lot of empty seats in that stadium. And yet they, you know, kind of, I don't know, they were out physical. Is that a term?
Yes.
I mean, you can't run the ball. And then there's Dak. He's got to be perfect. And, you know, they had the one bad series.
I'm glad you said he's got to be perfect. Because I asked Kevin this morning off air, and he said he was with me on this. Right before halftime, you got about 20 seconds to go maybe make a couple plays to go get a field goal.
Go try,
this
right?
Team,
yes.
Assume, this right? Team needs points. Like, they're a team. I don't think they are good enough at right now to be able to kneel out at halftime.
Yeah. I thought they would do more, okay. But they chose, you know, to be very conservative. But then they were at the...
Hold on, can we pause on that just a second? Because we were at the 20.
They were at the 20 and just 17 seconds.
And part of that is, holy moly, does our kick return team not totally comprehend the new rules of the kickoff? Because, man, did they look lost on those dirty ball kickoffs.
Well,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, that's because they had guys back there that haven't played a lot of NFL football. There's another indication of what happens when you don't have Turpin in the game, right?
Yeah.
And you know, you're exactly right. And then when they were trying to return, the blocking wasn't all that great either.
Sure.
So, yeah, that was a problem. But still, you know, I think the one that stuck in Dak's craw was the three and out after they got the ball back at the, what was it, the 46 with 8:18 to go?
Yep.
And they tried the screen, and it didn't work. And then, you know, it looked like the others were screens, but they were kind of dump-offs because whatever they were running down the field was not open. And they, you know, it was like, what happened? But then as Dak said, it's like, well, I didn't want to take any chances thrown into coverage because we're going to get the ball back. Well, not so much. They ran off 6:07.
Yeah.
6:07. They ate up the entire clock.
And they could have easily scored a touchdown. I think we all agree.
Yeah. Yeah. And by the way, the 216 yards rushing, it should have been 218 because they kneeled down and lost 2 yards yard each time, right?
Yeah.
And then the other thing, and this goes back to what I said about the offense needing to be perfect, needing to score 30 points or more a game to win, they kicked 2 field goals inside the 10-yard line.
And it was that second field goal,
yes,
Mickey, because I know, and we talked about this earlier in the show. I know everyone is focused on the three and out, and I certainly understand and agree about that. But the three plays before that, when you have first and goal, you have the fumble, incompletion. So you run 3 plays, I think from the 8, and you get -1 yards to kick that field goal.
And it was a miracle they recovered the field goal. Right? I mean, the fumble.
Yeah.
Should have covered the field goal, too. But, you know, no, they're at the 8, and they ended up at 9 in 3 plays.
Yeah.
You know, it was like you would think, you know, you could gain an inch.
I would think that.
They lost 36 of them.
Oh, look at
and,
that.
And so, you know, and you've heard me say it 10,000 times, the more field goals you kick, the closer you are to losing.
Agreed.
And there's 2 right there that, you know, you got to have touchdowns there. And and again, another indication of what happens when you're not running the football. You got to go in there and you almost got to throw every down, right? And the compressed field makes it a little bit more difficult. And so, yeah, there was a lot of problems, the defense for sure. But again, we know, I mean, it's no secret that they better score 30 points a game or they got no shot of winning.
Your thoughts on George Pickens?
Unbelievable.
Thanks, Corey.
Just phenomenal.
I found the silver lining.
Right? Oh, my.
When he
caught that slant, and I was looking at all the guys that were kind of downfield, and I saw the gap, and I said, oh, he's gone. They couldn't even lay a hand on him, right?
The angle he took to score there, though, was pretty captivating.
Right.
I liked what he did. All right. So on a day when you can probably guess I'm going to be kind of a downer, George Pickens was awesome, but he only got targeted the one time on those final 6 plays, and he had caught 9 of his 10 targets for, again, like a billion yards, 167 yards or whatever it was. Are you surprised? And I'm sure that you're doubling him up or dropping a safety, but
they did.
Yeah, I was surprised they didn't try to maybe even force the ball
just
to him.
Force one to him?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, and then you're thinking, okay, but I got to come away with points, right? But
right.
Boy, you got to have touchdowns. I'm sorry, in those situations, but you know, but there's other guys got to do something, right? I mean, he had 11 targets, caught 9 passes.
Yep.
You know, and again, there was too many, and then it looked like, you know, Ferguson gets off to a good start, and then he ended up with 3 catches. So they had some problems with a defense that I think ranks like 26th in the NFL.
So yeah.
A lot of it just, I don't know, it didn't make sense. And we can sit there and we applauded the coaching staff last week for a great game plan and the preparation.
Yep.
Well, maybe they ran into a brick wall this time around and it wasn't as good. But they sure weren't as good up front. Guys were getting turned to the side. They tried, you know, blitzing, like I said, putting a safety in the box. And whatever scheme that they were running, you know, they had the Cowboys outmatched, it seemed like, most every time. And that's what leads to giving up that many rushing yards.
Do you – and – you're right. The rushing yards were a disaster yesterday. But do you know what kind of, you know, we talk about the offensive ability that Dak has to switch things up. Do you know what kind of defensive autonomy the players have? Because everyone's going back to the 4th and 4 in the closing moments when, you know, Bland is so far off the line of scrimmage, even if that's the call.
That can't be the call.
Okay.
I mean, he was 8 yards back.
Right.
And his first step was back. They only got to pick up 4 yards.
Right.
So what are you protecting against? Like they're going to throw a touchdown pass over your head? I didn't understand that, or if it was bad recognition. I just can't believe that they were supposed to be that far off the line of scrimmage. And there was no one over there to reroute that guy, right? Normally, when some guys come off and you're playing back, the linebackers are supposed to reroute the guy. The way they didn't do on that first series, Murray didn't touch the guy. He just let him go right by him. And then if you're in zone back there, well, their wide receivers are taking your corner out. The safety sees that they're getting threatened. And here comes the tight end just wide ass open. And it's like, okay, somebody didn't do something right. So back to the drawing board. And, you know, typical of this team, they'll probably play real well this coming Sunday when everybody expects the worst. That, you know what? That's the deal with this team. When you expect the worst, you get good. And when you expect good, you get the worst.
I would like you to predict them to lose every single game from here on out then, if that is conceivably possible. Thank you very much, good sir.
Carry on, boys.
Yeah, we'll see you tomorrow.
All right.
Here you go, Mickey Spagnuolo from DallasCowboys.com. And you know what? He's not wrong about that. I just told you, I think it's time to lean all the way in on tanking out this season. Then they'll probably beat the Commanders. Whoa, offensive. By like 10 to 14 points, and then I'll be like, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what to do.
That's the history of the Cowboys, isn't it?
Yeah, if they really cared Enigma. About doing this the right way, they'd go ahead and lose by 21 points so we could all be on the same page going forward.
Or win the rest of the season.
This is the life we've chosen.
I know, Jerry. I think about that all the time. Just real quick. Mike said something like 2 years ago. I think about it all the time. Why didn't we all get super into music and just go to concerts? Because like, how often do you leave a concert and you're like, stupid Lumineers, they suck. Like,
they didn't play my favorite song. Yeah, they're going to play it.
You might walk away once in a while and they didn't play that one song you wanted, but I'll bet you leave most of your concerts and you're like, man, that was a fun ass time.
Mm-hmm.
Not, I hate life and the rest of my weekend is ruined.
Except for that one lady in the front that just wouldn't, you know, she's in the way.
Because she thinks tonight's her night to get a band, baby.
Or that one bro that spills his beer behind you.
Yes.
Other than that, show was great.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.